It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show.
World's greatest kisser, dog.
Who cares how good he kisses? Kissing only gets you so far.
Can I kiss my uncle?
It looks creepy for me to be kissing kids' kids.
I'm not really hungry, so let's just make out instead.
After I kissed you, I knew it was on.
You don't French your second cousin and grab her butt. That's unnecessary.
And then I'm going to come kiss you on the mouth because I'm so sorry. But I did have onions and guacamole, so you might not want that.
Kissy, kissy, kissy.
Those dogs' mouths were supposed to be clean. I make out with mine all the time.
The Kid Craddock Morning Show starts now.
In a way.
Yep. Today is Thursday, September 17, 2015. Good morning. This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. How about just a little bit of history?
Okay.
On this date, JC, in 1999, your hero, Eminem, had a $10 million lawsuit filed against him by his mama.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
5 years ago today, the number one song was Katy Perry's Teenage Dream.
I love that song. It's one of my favorites of all time.
2 years ago today, in 2013, the number one song was Katy Perry's Roar. And last year, the number one song on this date was All About the Bass.
About that bass.
About the bass. Here is Kelly Raspberry.
We forgot no treble.
Yeah. So I'm sure, as JC is, we were both very shocked by the outcome of America's Got Talent.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, that was poor planning on the Republicans' part.
Y'all can watch.
I'll have to watch the debate when it gets closer to the election.
I just did that.
I have to watch. We committed an entire season.
This is your country.
There'll be more. They're going to weed right now.
I'm worried about our country.
This is the Republican debate.
I'll watch it later. I'm not making up my mind yet anyway.
All you need to know, watch is like the last 2 minutes of that show to find out who wins.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the debate.
No, not the debate. Watch the debate. You can pause the...
I can't believe they dragged that out to a two-hour finale.
No.
And they brought out...
The debate?
No. The debate was 3 hours.
Yeah, they brought out all the top 10 finalists and they paired them up with people in that genre. It was painful. It was painful to watch.
So who won?
They're saying Firioni, the lady, Firioni.
No, we're still talking about AGT.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, me and y'all, we are not on the same page.
But Carly's mic drop moment was on point.
I love her.
I love her too.
I love her. You know what I love? She's
what?
A businesswoman.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about the debate.
Yes.
I have said this last election. I said the same thing. We need somebody with a business background in the White House. This country's a mess.
She's well spoken. She kept her cool every single time. I would have gotten heated.
She had a booming blue dress.
She had a couple mic drop moments.
Yeah.
Now, Ted Cruz, he really makes that eye contact.
And
he's been to, public speaking 101.
Yeah, he has. I want to put, music behind him speaking.
All right. Here's JC.
I just learned of a high school freshman in Pennsylvania that is playing football with one hand. He was born with one hand.
Wow.
And is demolishing records as a freshman on varsity.
That's impressive.
That kid's a stud. What's his name?
Shout out to Scranton Wilkes-Barre.
His name's Chris Silball.
Really?
He's a stud. Right. I just want to say hi to him.
Okay.
Hey, stud.
Hey, stud. Here is Jenna.
I get really excited when I feel like Kid Nation gets me and knows me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is case in point right here. Because multiple Kid Nation members told me, Jenna, you've got to start watching Narcos on Netflix.
Shout out.
What is Narcos?
Narcos is a new Netflix series, and it's about...
Cartel.
Pablo Escobar and, a DA, American DEA agent that went down to Colombia. And I've only watched 2 episodes. There's only one season out.
Digging it.
But thank you, because it is awesome.
Wow.
How come Pablo Escobar things work out just fine in the real world, but on Entourage it did not?
No, it didn't. They didn't work out just fine in the real world. Yeah. But it's so great because you're learning a lot about... I love shows where you actually learn about things that happen in real life. It's a great show.
Yeah.
Great acting. This is my first Netflix series other than a little bit of House of Cards that I watched.
I got to start watching
Kelly,
Netflix.
You got to do it.
I pay for it. I don't watch it.
You don't watch it?
You not getting your money's worth on something
not.
Is very unusual.
It's a great thing. I love having it when there's nothing on
TV.
Oh,
it's the best.
So anyway, Narcos.
Yeah. The guy that plays Pablo Escobar looks just like him.
Yeah, and he's so likable.
Huh.
Of course.
Yeah, because people love Pablo.
They loved him, though.
Yeah.
He's not a good guy, though.
It's great. I don't know. I like the drug cartel. It's trendy right now, the movies and the shows.
Drug lord with the heart of gold.
Yeah.
I wonder what Chapo is doing right now. Because he's still out and about.
He's in his little cave watching Narcos on Netflix.
Here's Big Al Mac.
This is something completely random. But I wonder if we are annoying to our dogs like our dogs are sometimes annoying to us. Like, my dog Curtis. I have a dog named Curtis. He's a golden doodle.
You sure do, Al. Hold on, let me get your music.
He's 35 pounds of hypoallergenicness.
Mm-hmm.
So he doesn't want to play until it's time to go to bed. Then he wants to get all up on me. Oh, it's time to go to bed. No, not you, not me. So I wonder if, like, when I want to play and go outside, is he annoyed or is he, like, ready? You know what I'm saying? Well, like, do they have feelings like that? Like, I don't really want to do anything right now.
I think they get annoyed when, well, in my experience, rest in peace, when you try and pet them a lot when they're sleeping and you just want to touch them and move them around.
Yeah.
Mine got,
like,
annoyed.
Like, do you understand that you don't like this when I do it to you, homeboy?
I don't think you give him enough attention as it is, so I bet he really loves it.
Well, a lot of times he's tired because, like I've told you before, this lady comes, and I think it's a lady. I'm not sure. I've never met these people. They come into my house, and they pick up my dog, and they take him out to the dog park, and he runs around for, like, 2-3 hours, and then they bring him back.
Well, if he wants to play at night, then they're probably not playing enough with him.
Yeah.
But when I get home, he's tired. He's knocked out.
Oh, okay.
Like,
that's
he's
good.
In. He's He's like...
Oh, he's getting second wind at night.
Oh, the nap. Yeah, you got to wake him up out of that nap. I mean, it's kind of like a baby, right?
Yeah.
You want them to sleep more.
Mm-hmm. I guess so, yeah.
I think I annoy my dog at night because sometimes he gets on our bed, and I have a small chihuahua, and he'll go above the covers. But you know when you try to adjust your covers so that it covers you more, or you just want to let a leg out or something, and I pull on it, he goes flying. I just see this little black mass just flying in the air, and I'm like, oh, sorry, Dex.
Like, I have a king-size bed, and I like when I'm sleeping alone. I like to use a majority of it. But when my dog jumps up in the bed, if I'm in the middle of it, he jumps all on me. So I get, like, way over on the end so that he can't, like, he'll, like, try and jump over me and straddle my body.
How selfish are you?
I'm just trying to get 2-3 hours of sleep.
I
pet him for a minute, then I'm like, okay, go to sleep. He doesn't understand English. What's the origin of golden doodles? I got to understand. I got to get their language down. I think that's American.
Dogs can understand a lot if you take the time to teach them the words and their meaning.
He didn't understand bang, bang, you're dead. Cause that's what I'm trying to teach him.
You're trying to shoot
him? Are you watching dog training videos like we told you to do? There's a lady on there, and I don't know how I stumbled across it. She's like, well, today we've progressed in our play dead video. And she was showing. I just stumbled across it on somebody's Facebook page.
I know, Al. I know what we need to do.
What?
I've told you how I've been watching sometimes on Saturday this family programming. And there's Dr. Chris. He's a pet vet. And then following that, he's in Australia, though. He's hot.
Yeah,
Kelly, it's like, what in the world? You're a hot Australian guy with this accent, and you're a pet vet?
Who's hotter, that guy or the doctor in New York that everybody's going crazy over on Instagram?
Oh, I haven't seen him.
Oh, you need to check him out.
No, but after Dr. Chris Pet Vet, there is a show that's a dog trainer, and he is also super hot.
Yeah.
I think he lives in Colorado, but he comes into the home, and he assesses your issues, and, you know, if it's... It's not for our terrible dogs,
right,
but to train Curtis, but he's hot. So we should see if we can get him to come train Curtis.
I just want to meet this hot guy.
I'm telling you, this family programming, they're really giving something for the moms to watch because it really shows for kids.
Jenna wants to hire him, and she doesn't even have a dog.
Are y'all watching this? Jenna's all about family stuff now. She cooked a pie yesterday.
Yeah, what's up with you?
I think Jenna's got something going.
Domesticated Jenna?
No, I don't have anything going, actually. I'm super single. I just, you know how sometimes you just want to know that you still got it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So whether that's a guy that wants to go out to the bar and, you know, meet a girl, he just wants to know he still got it. I just want to know that I still got the baking thing down. I used to bake for you guys a couple of times a year. I hadn't baked or turned my oven on in like a year. So I just wanted to do something.
I don't think my oven nor my stove have been turned on. I am not exaggerating. At least 1 year, maybe closer to two. The last time I cooked, I probably cooked for my girlfriend, and it's been a while since I've cooked for my girlfriend. I just wipe it off. It gets dusty.
I think it's all right.
It gets dusty.
You guys never cook at home?
No, not in my house. And she cooks every once in a while.
Yeah.
I schedule it crazy.
She's a doctor.
And so I just try.
Single.
We just go out to eat. You know, it's just so much easier.
It is.
Just get something to eat. Get it to go. You know, my TV trays get more action than any piece of furniture in my house.
I ordered a fancy steak last night.
For delivery?
That's not the same, Jenna.
You guys, I was just feeling like I wanted to woo myself a little bit.
What do you call
it? The pie ice? The night before. No joke, Kelly's favorite.
I don't know why I did it.
I don't know why I splurged. I didn't know how much to tip because it's the most expensive delivery meal I've ever gotten. I normally don't like getting that kind of food delivered.
Right.
Because
it's better.
It's better to eat a steak in the restaurant, but I'm not cooking a steak. I haven't been eating that well lately. I really wanted a baked potato, asparagus, and a steak. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to feel better if I do this. And I got it. I got it delivered.
This is so good.
Delivered? They deliver?
Yeah. You can call it service.
These new services deliver every restaurant.
Okay, so I heard about that app where they deliver, and so somebody was like, oh, my God, this has changed my life. And I tried downloading it. They don't come to where I live yet.
Oh, I'm sorry. It depends on the app.
Yeah.
Again, you're not selling me on moving to the burbs, Kelly.
Eventually it's coming. They test it in different markets. This isn't everywhere. This is that one app that people were talking about.
Nobody goes out.
There are other restaurants that deliver anyway, JC.
Yeah.
I can get pizza, Mexican, burgers. I can get that stuff.
Okay.
But like the app where if you don't feel like going to go get a gallon of milk, you press this little app say, can you go pick me up some milk and cigs? You know, my normal order.
Kelly drinking milk and smoking cigs.
Yeah.
It's Kelly's everyday life right there.
It's real.
Smoking the cigarettes.
That app shouldn't keep you from
smoking cigs.
And Kelly, speaking of apps, I thought of you yesterday with your Instagram post on your way home from work and the nightmare encounter you had.
I got up. There's this big ramp, you know, and I get off the one tollway to get on another.
Oh, yeah.
And you get halfway up, and there's no
point.
You can't do anything. Parking lot. I mean, I just parked. And I couldn't play Candy Crush Soda because that would be.
Yeah.
And
you're driving.
I just had to sit there. A cement truck apparently had overturned and had been there for hours.
Oh, no.
And as we're sitting there on the bridge, here come the hazmat crews making us pull over. I'm like, crap. So when I finally edged up low enough to get to the grass where you can cheat and jump off and get on one of the access roads, everybody started doing it. I was terrified.
Did you do it?
I did it because, I mean, I had been sitting there forever at that point.
How many people did it before you did
it? A lot of people.
Okay,
I watched them and I was like, I'm going to be the one that my SUV tips over. That's my fear.
Yeah.
Is when I'm trying to cheat. And what I was doing was illegal, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
It was illegal?
Yeah.
It's fine, but everybody's doing it, so it's fine.
We had been there at that point. It was crazy. And so people were like, screw it, I'm going. I was, oh, God, please help me. Please help me the whole time. And I'm like teetering over. And I finally got four wheels on solid ground. And I was like, thank you, Lord.
Yes,
was,
Jesus, take the wheel.
Yes, yeah. Jesus, help me commit this felony offense. I don't know if it's a felony necessarily.
That's a misdemeanor. They wouldn't even care.
Is that okay when you're doing something illegal, like jumping this curb and illegal, we say, help me, Jesus, help me, Lord, help me, Lord.
Well, Jesus didn't create the law, you know? He probably was cool with it.
That's man's law. That's not the Lord's law.
That's not the Lord's law.
It was bad, though.
Yeah. Well, all right, Waze, Kelly, that's what I was trying to tell you. Yeah. The app, Waze.
Yeah. How long did it take you?
It really would have let you know a way to go before you got into that.
Right.
So I need to check it every day before I leave the office?
Yeah.
I mean.
All right, I'll look at that.
That's what people use in LA and New York because they're horrible.
Normally, I don't have that problem.
It's great, yeah.
So is Miley Cyrus dating one of the most hated comedians?
Ooh.
Selena Gomez opens up about Justin Bieber. And Kris Jenner gets candid about her daughter Kylie's changing looks. I mean, we're all talking about it. She might as well say something, and we'll tell you what she said next.
Hey, Kid Nation. We always want to hear from you. So give us a call at 800-KID-LIVE. That's 800-KIDDLIV. It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show, powered by you, Kid Nation.